I'm Kristen Zumo. I'm the Assistant Director of the Alumni and Parent Relations Office at Messiah College.
And I'm Mike Zumo. I'm a project manager for a federal research grant in the engineering department and collaboratory at Messiah.
And also my husband.
And Kristen's husband, if you didn't catch the last name. We're not brother and sister. So we will be the face of Falcon Nation this summer. You may not know exactly what Falcon Nation is, so maybe Kristen can explain it to us a little bit.
Falcon Nation is a 22-day road trip that encompasses a regional events program for alumni. We've been doing regional events in the alumni office for a couple years now, and we find that people just love when we bring Messiah College to their area. They love to get together with other alums that live in their region. And so instead of doing a sporadic event here and there, we decided to put them all together and make it a road trip program. So Mike and I will be on the road from June 1st to June 22nd, hosting events in 15 different cities and hopefully reaching a big majority of our alumni population around the nation.
So basically, we are bringing the fun to our alumni that don't get to have fun with us here in Grantham all the time. And they're paying us to do it, which is awesome. To drive around the country and have dinners and picnics. And what else do we have exciting that's happening?
Dinners, picnics, brunches, a day at the zoo, a movie in the garden. We really tried to get a feel for what was popular in the areas that we were visiting and go to that restaurant that you might not go to on a regular basis. Or in New York City, for example, there's a restaurant there called Queste Pizza that's apparently all the rage right now. And so we're getting a private pizza-making demonstration there. So each event has a little bit of a different flavor to it, and we're really hoping it reaches out to the group of alums in that area specifically. Another thing to note about these events is that a lot of them are family-friendly, and we encourage you to bring your kids out, bring your spouses, bring guests with you. A lot of the events, too, like, for example, the day at the zoo, you can bring grandparents along, bring friends who might be interested in Messiah College. We really just want to make this a fun day to connect with you and the people that you love in your area.
I know one of Kristen's biggest events is homecoming every fall, but obviously people from Atlanta and Chicago don't fly in for homecoming every year. So I think we kind of look at this as bringing a little bit of homecoming to our alumni that might not get out here every year. And homecoming's always really great here in Grantham. It'll probably be even greater in some of these cities in June when it isn't cold.
Mike, how did you end up getting pulled into this trip with me?
Well, when you're the husband of someone that plans events, you end up helping with events. So I've been an honorary employee, I guess, of the alumni office for a couple of years now, helping with homecoming and different events that they have throughout the year. Some of you may have seen me around. Usually I'm moving boxes somewhere. But, you know, Kristen and Jay McClymont, the director of the alumni office, presented the opportunity for me to go on this trip. Obviously, it's with my wife, so that makes it a little bit fun. I think we'll get along fairly well through most of it. If not, we'll have some good material for a counselor when we get back. But yeah, that's how I got roped in. I think we're both excited. This is a neat kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So Kristen, what is the event you're probably the most excited about?
I'm a big fan of visiting the zoo. So I think the event in Indianapolis, we're going to have lunch and a day at the zoo with the folks that live in that area. And I'm really excited about that one. I know that some of our Midwest cities in particular are cities we've never visited before. And we have some really excited alums. Our first event in Orlando is also a really exciting one. We're doing a movie night in the gardens at Harry Lou Gardens. And I think that'll be a neat experience as well. How about you? What on the schedule?
I love the city of Chicago, so I'm really excited to be in Chicago. The last time we were both there, actually, was a pretty quick, short trip. So I'm excited to meet our Chicago alumni and spend some time there. Ironically, I'm also excited about our Lancaster event. It's close to home, but it's Hess's barbecue chicken, and I have had that before, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. They actually are the same catering company that catered our wedding. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have barbecue chicken at our wedding, but I know their food is great, and I'm really excited about meeting our Lancaster alumni and spending some time there.
I think for me, sentimentally, I'm also excited about the Pittsburgh event. I used to live in Pittsburgh, and that's actually where we got engaged. So I'm excited to be back in the city and visit some of our favorite spots there and connect with our alums there at the Georgetown Inn for dinner.
A little background. Chris and I met as freshmen here at Messiah, dated through the entire experience and got married a year after we graduated. So we've traveled together a lot, and there's a lot of places that we think it'll be fun to share with our alumni places that have meaning to the two of us.
But in addition to the sentimental places, we also have some fun stops along the way. We really want to get the most out of the trip. And if anybody's done long road trips, you know how exhausting it can be to just drive and drive for hours with no end in sight. And that's pretty much what it's going to be for us for 22 days straight. So we've worked in some fun stops along the way. Earlier, I mentioned Gatorland in Orlando. We also are hoping to see some of the sights as we go. In North Carolina, we're going to stop and see the world's largest chest of drawers. And if you're interested in seeing that, you can check out the website of our photos of these crazy places along the way. We're also interested in seeing, you know, the National Museum of Dentistry in Baltimore. I mean, who knew that that was in Baltimore? And also some of the traditional things. We'll be stopping by places like the Liberty Bell, museums in different areas that are popular, and getting some photos taken. Is there anything specific that you're really excited about seeing along the way?
I'm excited for the things that we find along the way that we weren't expecting either, like the world's largest ball of yarn or, you know, a giant sculpture of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Who knows? So we'll be making quick stops on the side of the road, hopefully to take pictures of one of us with maybe a Fandango cutout.
And we are having a large cutout made of the mascot Fandango. Some of you might be familiar with that name. It's relatively new, actually. But that is the name of our Falcon mascot, and we got a picture of him. We're going to be doing a cutout and taking him with us to all of our events. So if you come out, you can get a picture with the group with our beloved Fandango.
A lot of our events include food, obviously, and eating out is one of Kristen and I's favorite hobbies and probably where we spend a good portion of our money. So along with our blog posts, you might get mini food reviews of the different restaurants that we go to and just get our take at least on what we think of them, and maybe some of our alumni too. So you may ask, how do we follow you? There's a Facebook site and a Twitter site, as well as a website for Falcon Nation, so that as we go, you can not only track us, but you can see what we see and hear what we hear and have fun with us, even if you can't actually be traveling with us or be at the events we're going to.
So you asked for it, and here we come.